Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio. With awareness, you can raise yourself to an unimaginable way of life that benefits you and those around you. That's what we're going to be talking tonight about is awareness. It's where are you? Where are your thoughts? Where's your body? And how can you take yourself into a space of the moment. That's what it's all about. I wanted to share with you my website, KimmyRose.com. Lots of things going on, a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, and a lot of people kind of feeling like this back and forth motion. And I'm finding tug of war with a lot of people feeling tug of war on the outside. And we are in a time period right now where it's all about moving within and embracing truth. And I want to welcome to the show someone who really connects with truth and really can tell you how to, in the now, with grace and ease, feel yourself and actually move into unity. We have Jennifer on with us. She is, I want to give you her website, thelightbodystudio.com. She, Jen Painter, she is a yoga, she teaches yoga, and she's also a light worker. Jen, I know we're waiting for Mayor Hogan, and she will be on with us soon, but I wanted just to welcome you to the show, and I wanted to talk to you to start out by asking you about what you teach and where you started really in your life with wanting to learn more about connection and breath.
Okay, Kimmy, thank you so much for having me on the show. You know, I think like a lot of healers, a lot of light workers, a lot of people who practice yoga, I came to this work by having a need for it myself, you know, feeling disconnected or kind of lost and in pain in my own life and, you know, sought out yoga to heal a rift with my body and to come into my body in a, you know, loving, compassionate way. Versus like a lot of women in our culture in kind of a disconnected, objectified way. So the yoga piece has been so healing for me and really creating a holistic relationship between my mind, body, and spirit and a healthy connection to my physical body. And, you know, same thing with the energy healing. I'm trained in Brennan Healing Science, which I was attracted to that particular form of training because it's very comprehensive. You know, it's a 4-year program, and it's not just, you know, techniques of how do you run light, how do you practically do it, but it also really holds each healer accountable for their own stuff. And in Brennan work, you know, Barbara would say, you know, if you haven't looked at your own stuff, if you haven't healed some of your own baggage and kind of let go some of your own stories, how are you ever going to help someone else do the same thing if you haven't walked that path first? So I was really attracted to the fact that it's a very comprehensive program in an industry that's still considered somewhat fringe by a lot of people. I think, you know, it's one of the more comprehensive and more credible, and also really attracted again to that opportunity to have a really safe container to go deeper into healing my own stuff.
One of the very first books that, yep, I'm here, I'm sorry. One of the very first books that I ever read was Barbara Brennan's Hands of Light. That was huge. I remember, and I got to tell the story because I was doing readings and a woman, when it walked into a store, and I had done this reading from this with this lady, and I saw a leak in her neck. And I just said, there's something going on in your neck. And it ended up, she went in, and she had actually a tumor in her throat. And because of that, you know, just having the gift to see that she actually was able to you have surgery and just had some treatment. And I had a lady show up at my door, knocked at my door. She's a healer. And she actually said to me, I was at this place. It was called Rainbows and Roses. And I was told about you and I wanted to give you a book. And she gave me Barbara Brennan's Hands of Light. I didn't understand what it was. I didn't really even understand healing. So, and Barbara Brennan is just amazing in that she really gives you, I remember learning about seeing auras with plants. And then I understood that that's what I was seeing was an aura. And it was like, wow, this is really cool. It's like there's so much more to what we just see in front of us if we can really embrace the understanding of through our eyes. We create these judgments that project out onto other things. And until we calibrate our own emotions and find our own balance, it's really hard to be in balance with things around us. And unification is a huge thing with what you teach. And when you're talking about really getting in touch with yourself, there's an importance, isn't there, with breath, with really, really being in touch with your breath.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, yoga isn't yoga without breath. It's just another exercise. It's just stretching. And yogis believe that prana or energy, chi, whatever you wish to call it, comes into the body on the wave of the breath. So if we are, made of energy, which I think most of us can acknowledge we are, each time you take breath in yoga, you have the opportunity to start to shift your balance, you know. So if you have old, stuck energy that's not serving you, that's not flowing, that's not moving, every time you take a breath in yoga, that's going to start to move that energy. It's going to offer you something new. It's going to offer you an opportunity to kind of change the direction that your energy is headed, you know. So if it's not headed the direction you like it, you can shift that, shift the balance. If you like the direction it's headed, you can breathe into it and add more. But without the breath, you're not going to be able to access that energy and move it. You know, you're not going to be, there's not going to be any wind in your sails, so to speak. You're not going to be able to start to shift that.
And when you're talking about that, that's so important, because when you talk about the, you know, there's not wind in your sails, I notice one of the things that for me, when we're talking about getting in touch, like yoga or getting in touch with your breath, is that when you take a deep breath and you gasp and you go into that space of, you know, panic or, you know, whatever it is, it's like you're moving out of the moment. And moving into another space. Because there's so many people that are listening, and I know for me, when I would hear about yoga, when I first heard about yoga, I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to, you know, and I actually took a yoga class, I remember, and I was dying. I thought, wow, I'm so exhausted. Then I took a yoga class from a good friend of mine, and I do yoga now. And she actually learned it in India from a yogi. And it's so, like, it creates this high in this grounded space of being. And I was wondering if you could explain yoga a little bit more and how, maybe even something that people might grasp a better concept of it, because I think that in this you know, in certain parts of the world, you know, people are very in touch with it, but many people just think it's, you know, I've had guys say, oh gosh, that's for women. There's no way.
You know, what I'd like to say to the guys is I've actually had the privilege of working with a few of the Cincinnati Bengals players and doing yoga with them. So we're talking about world-class athletes, you know, men who know that actually doing yoga can improve their performance, and by adding that flexibility to all the strength they already have, also prevent injury and keep their body safer in the context of being an athlete. So I'd like to invite men to give it a try. And another thing that I see consistently in my classes with guys is they're surprised by how challenging it is. They think, oh, it's just going to be this Om Shanti Shanti chanting, and you're going to be sitting on the floor, and you need to be flexible to do it. And in fact, strength is just as important in many types of yoga asana practice as flexibility is. So it's challenging for both. And I'd like to encourage you guys to try it because they'll be surprised based on the strength in their body how much of it they can actually do. You know, poses like warrior and a lot of the standing poses require strength and stamina. So they'll probably kind of impress themselves with their kind of natural ability and get some much needed flexibility added to that package.
I can tell you one of the favorite part for me is it is the breath. It's when you're doing a stretch, you're doing something, and it's the part of stillness when you actually mm-hmm. can feel the breath moving through your body and the relaxation. People, I'm 42 years old. I have 5 kids, and they laugh at me because they say, well, you know. How do you do that? How do you get your body to do what it does? And I feel like the more you can be in touch with your breath, the more your body relaxes, and it's like a bliss. And absolutely. Guys think that that's gay, or excuse my, I'm saying gay because I've heard, yeah. Oh, that's, you know, when you said you've worked with these guys that are football players and athletes. There's a benefit in that. There is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that brings up another question, like why, and kind of ties back into what you're asking before, why do you do yoga? Well, there's so many reasons to do it. You know, a lot of people in the West approach it just from a physical perspective. Oh, this is going to make me a better athlete and prevent me from getting injured. You know, but even when you approach it from that physical perspective, because every time you take a breath, you're moving energy, and there's many different streams of energy that you're moving. Yes, you're moving physical energy, but you're also moving energy that sits in the body as emotion, or energy that sits in the body sometimes as grief, or energy that sits in the body as an intellectual thought. Even if you approach it from the physical perspective, I'm going to do this so I get a cute yoga butt, those spiritual benefits will often sneak up behind you anyway, because you can't avoid it. When you're breathing, you're moving energy, you're contacting all of those layers of nuance that make you up. And when you are doing yoga, as you said beautifully, you come to that point of stillness where you're actually finally quiet enough to feel it and experience it. Because most of the time throughout the day, we're so distracted. We're so much existing just in our mind, just in that one layer of our being, the mental layer, the one layer that gets rewarded the most in our culture. On the yoga mat, finally you slow down and you start to touch into those other layers. What does it feel like to be in my body? Oh my gosh, the stretch feels amazing. It's euphoric, you know. What am I feeling emotionally? Maybe when you get on your yoga mat, it's the first time in the entire day that you've gotten quiet enough to go inside and say, well, what is really here for me now? What is here in this moment? And it's such a gift. And, you know, I think the current trend in a lot of metaphysical conversation is like the Eckhart Tolle line of thought, you know, be present. And yoga is a surefire way to get there. And kind of the neat thing is all of the great spiritual teachers of our time and times past are all basically the same thing. Be present. It's a gateway into the spiritual. And, you know, for many people, yoga is that gateway.
I love it when you say yoga is the gateway. The gateway, because like, to me, when the gateway, and the gateway is you, and your breath is a big part of who it is, who we are. It's what makes mm-hmm. us up. And mm-hmm. It's funny because I thought, oh well, I want to do yoga because I'm on a, you know, and I can say I'm blessed with, you know, that I'm small. I have a smaller build, but I wanted to tone up and just feel healthier and work on healing. But I am so connected to yoga because of the stillness and the balance that comes. Is there, and I want to send everyone over to your website, thelightbodystudio.com. I know you're actually doing an event in San Diego, and I want you to talk about that. And before we go to break, I wanted to also ask you if you could share an exercise with our listeners?
Oh, sure, definitely. So three thoughts. First thought, as we were talking about yoga being the gateway, one more thing I'd like to say about that is we kind of joke and say it's the gateway drug to spiritual life, because it's kind of become a very mainstream thing. You know, there's a yoga studio in every neighborhood, and it's a really kind of unique time in our global evolution where people are acknowledging the benefits of this practice. You know, it's been around 5,000 years, but it is more popular now than ever. So cool. So we say it's a gateway drug. So, you know, once someone does yoga, who knows, tomorrow they might do acupuncture, and the day after that they might try energy healing. So not only the gateway, but the gateway drug to all of this good, holistic approach to well-being. And then as far as the retreat in San Diego, Meredith Hogan and I are collaborating to teach that. It's themed around creative passion and just kind of living your life bigger. You know, living through your passion and letting yourself have it and, you know, taking some risks of passion, which are good risks, you know, like rewriting your story, letting your story get bigger. And it is this Thursday the 13th through next Monday the 17th. I think we have maybe one overnight accommodation left over. Other than that, we just have day passes left. The overnight accommodation is $7.49, and it includes all meals, which are mostly vegetarian, two yoga classes a day, and then various other activities. You know, we'll go to some of the national parks and take hikes and things like that. And then the day passes are $175, and they include two yoga classes a day, all your meals, plus whatever activities we do. And so far, it's just a great group of soulful, conscious, fun people. And it's, you know, with Mayor and I, it's always kind of a mixture of, yes, you know, holding sacred space and being in the spiritual, but, you know, we also think that a really, another good gateway into the spiritual is fun and passion and enjoyment. So there'll be lots of dance parties and who knows, maybe a yoga practice where we drink a little wine and get a little tipsy before we practice.
Woo! Who knows? So you know, so you can still be in touch with your breath. No matter
Absolutely.
What state of consciousness you're in. I'm teasing when I say that because it's a beautiful thing. I wanna ask you, where is it? Where is it going to be located, and how do people register?
It's in La Jolla, and probably the best way to register, since we're so close to it happening, is by contacting me directly. And is it okay if I just give a phone number for that?
Sure.
Okay, it's 513-379-1020. And we can, you know, give you all the details. It's in La Jolla. We're staying in a beautiful, beautiful villa. And it's close to the beach, so we'll also spend some time on the beach. And it's just going to be a good soul spa, a time of rejuvenation, a time of setting some intentions for the year to come, and, you know, a focus around creative passion and also realizing that being clear on what your intentions are the first step in causing them to manifest. So setting some clear intentions together in group energy for the year to come and helping everyone, you know, set some goals and intentions to achieve that. And then, and as far as an exercise, one thing that I find universally, I teach a lot of private yoga lessons is the majority of the yoga I teach. And one thing I find universally is everyone has neck and shoulder tension. And I myself am recovering from a whiplash injury, so it's near and dear to my own heart. But an exercise that I love is you lay down and you kind of tuck your shoulder blades underneath you, so you scoop your scapulas together so they're kind of touching behind your back, and let the head really rest back. And, you know, this is literal as much as it is metaphorical. When we feel support, when we feel 100% supported, we can let go 100%. So make sure you're laying down, maybe on your yoga mat, maybe just on a nice carpet. Feel that 100% support of the earth beneath you. Because when our muscles in our neck and shoulders or anywhere else are tight, it's because they're trying to do a very good job and doing too good of a job of supporting our skeleton, right? That's their job, to move and support the skeleton. So when you're laying down, the skeleton's 100% supported by the earth beneath you. Those muscles theoretically should be able to relax 100%. So as you lay down, feel the back of your head get very heavy. And just feel your skull sinking into the earth. And as that head finds total, complete, nurturing support by the earth beneath you, you start to feel all of the muscles in the neck unwind. And just visualize them. You know, the more you really visualize and become present, like any intention, it's more powerful in causing it to happen. So you can visualize his neck muscles as starting out kind of like tight, wound-up ropes. And as you breathe, with each breath, visualize those tight, wound-up ropes turning into satin ribbons, silky, soft, smooth. And with each breath, you feel your head sinking into the floor a little more. And the more the head finds support, the more your neck can relax. And then visualize your shoulder blades, so your scapulas, shoulder blades sinking into the floor. And this is an area universally, if I ever meet someone without tension in their shoulders, I'm going to ask them how they do it. Feel your shoulder blades sinking into the floor and all of those muscles and fascia and tendons and ligaments that weave in and around the bones in the shoulders and neck. Just relax, let go.
I am already there.
Awesome. And as a parting thought of, you know, why is it so important? Physically, it's important because it feels good when we're relaxed, right? And there's not tension in our body. Emotionally, why is it important to relax the shoulders? As the type of yoga Meredith and I work with, we really believe that there's a direct link among the mind, body, and spirit. You know, so the physical parts of our body correlate to the energy centers that are near them. So shoulders, I perceive as being like the gates around the heart, gates around the heart chakra. So when we're holding tension and stress in our shoulders, it's really hard for us to soften into that space of the heart where we can really feel each other, where we can feel our own love, where we can give love, where we can receive love. And that's when life's really juicy, when we're in that vulnerable place. And, you know, out of fear, but sometimes not even fear, sometimes not even out of suffering, sometimes just out of stress, we inadvertently close off that part of our experience. So as you soften the shoulders, then take a few breaths really directly into the heart and really just coming into that dimension of being. And an easy way to access the space of the heart is to picture the people that it's really easy to love. You know, sometimes a pet or a baby or someone that it's just very simple and uncomplicated to love completely. And then you'll just feel that last little layer of tension drop out of your shoulders. And take a few more breaths, feeling shoulder blades and the back of the head really, really heavy and supported. And the muscles completely at rest, nothing for them to do. And that's a good one to do probably on a daily basis, maybe before you go to bed at night.
And it works. And I know that just by, I mean, it's really, it's very simple, and it's very, and to the benefits of it are, you will shift your life. That is the truth. And I really want to invite everyone to have an opportunity to move into what I call yumminess. It's an absolute space that is something that is your birthright. It is your birthright to experience yourself. TheLightBodyStudio.com. Jen Painter. Jen, your number is 513-379-1020. Is that right?
That's correct.
And that is it. And if people would like to experience your you've got a retreat that's coming up here in San Diego, and you also do tribe yoga Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7:30 with Mayor Hogan.
Yep.
And where are you located so people know?
The tribe yoga class is a really fun class in Cincinnati, Ohio, where we are based out of. And it actually is also filmed for Tribe Yoga, which is a television show on Telos Mind, Body, Spirit TV. So it's just a great group of people, great energy, really exciting. And the good news is the cameras won't be on you if you come. They're just on Mare and I. So you can come and feel liberated in your practice and not be self-conscious at all and just bring your light to the container and help us make it bright.
Yes, and it does. It truly, truly, that's all you have to do is take that time to simply be. And I wanna take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to have more of interviews. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading, or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com. And click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to Interviews on BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. I want to invite you over to my website, kimmyrose.com. Lots of things that you can enjoy when you go there. There is a meditation that you can download. And also, if you want to lose weight or stop smoking, there is a weight loss seminar coming up at Bedford High School on the 19th and on the 26th, a stop smoking seminar. And I am very, very excited to talk about Telos Television, TelosTV.com. I have a program. My program is actually a TV program there on its interviews. And Jen, we have Jen Painter on with us and Meredith Hogan. They do a program on there and lots of wonderful, wonderful ways to connect with the mind, body, spirit. And if you are wanting an alternative way to heal, this network has from A to Z answers for you, and it is not anything that is altered. It is absolute truth. You are not going to get this TV programming where they only give you so much information. And I'm just going to put my heart out to Charles Glover, who has put his whole entire heart into this. If you've got whatever you are being challenged with, whether it's cancer or you have a child that has ADD or the diagnosis of it, I should say, Telos TV is there to give you the answers. Go over to telostv.com and get more information. Going back to Janet Painter, who is a yoga instructor. She's a teacher. She's really here to teach us about awareness and truth. And Jen, it's the beginning of a new year. And, you know, I like to say it's just the beginning of a moment and the moment that we're in. And you and Meredith, you two connected, and you know your real intention is to really help people to have a better relationship with themselves in order to take that out to other people. I was wondering if you know we've got a woman, and her name is Susan. She sent a message. She said, you know, she says you know how it is when you get old. I'm 61 years old, and I really don't think I'm capable of yoga, doing yoga. Is there any hope for me to be happy? I feel very lonely, lost, and I just hear you both talking. I go on your websites. I see your pictures. I'm not like that. Can you help? That's a big one for you.
Yeah, that's a big question, and something tying back into Telos that we are planning are some segments called Yoga for Everybody. So whether you are, and 61's not old, by the way, my dear Susan, you can definitely do yoga. You know, you don't need to put your foot on the back of your head to be doing yoga. Really, yoga is yoking together your breath with your movement. So even if you're just stretching one finger and you're breathing consciously, you're doing yoga. So absolutely there's hope for you. You just need a teacher who is willing to guide you in a way that is respectful and conscious for your body and where it is today. And, you know, that's true of everyone. Each body is going to need something a little bit different. You know, whether you are a little bit older, whether you maybe you're a little overweight, whether you are recovering from injuries, you know, there's definitely yoga that you can still do. It just has to come with awareness, which is really one of the gifts of yoga. As you're breathing, if you're able to take deep, fully rich, complete breaths every time you're breathing, and you're not holding your breath because you're in pain, and you're not trying to catch your breath because you're working too hard and you're gasping because you're out of breath, then you're moving safely for your body in most cases. There's a few contraindications, glaucoma, uncontrolled high blood pressure, few other things like that. Pregnancy, you definitely want to get some specific guidance from your physicians to make sure you're doing things safely. And of course, you know, they always say before beginning any exercise program, it's good to check with your doctors. But by and large, everyone can do some form of yoga because it's just moving with the breath. So on Telos, our Yoga for Everybody is going to be some short segments where we take maybe someone who's a little bit overweight and show how you can modify a pose so that they can safely get into it. Or you take someone who's maybe rehabbing a shoulder injury and show what some poses that would be that are contraindicated and what some poses they can do instead are, things like that. So absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just take your first breath now, Susan, and you know, start to come to a place of compassion for yourself. And as soon as you invite that compassion for yourself, you're going to start to receive that from the world and the rest of the people around you and hopefully start to feel better. But just look for a good teacher who's willing to guide you through all this good stuff slowly and gently for your body.
And that's the big thing, is slowly and gently. It's not anything that you, I mean, and this is the truth. It's not anything that has to do with, you know, it's what you're ready for. And your breath will really carry you there. Your breath carries you to where you need to be. And that is the truth. I mean, so as far as your breath goes, which is infinite, so will your body. And that's what I found, is that it's that melting feeling of just being. I want to talk to you because I want to try to get it. There's so much. I've got so many questions. We were talking, a friend of mine, we were talking about bliss and you know, really, really, you know, embracing joy, embracing happiness, that happiness that is within you. And I know I was looking at, Jen, I was looking at you and Meredith's videos, and you guys are just, there's such a connection there between the two of you, and such a truth, like such heart that reaches out to people and just really is about sharing, about caring. And I know the retreats that you do and the teaching that you do, really, really, you can see people totally getting into that moment. And I, you know, hear people saying bliss. Oh, it's a sexual thing. It's a, you know, yoga or, you know, tantra or, you know, this is all sex. It's all physical. I would love it if you could share with people the difference between the perception of it being a physical thing and the spiritual nature it embodies?
That's a good question. And that's like a book in and of itself, right? To answer
yes.
that one. You know, I have a lot of thoughts on that, so I'll try to keep it somewhat concise. But pleasure is a lot about presence, you know, like you mentioned the last time we were on the radio together, whether it's just eating a cookie, really eat the cookie, really be there, really taste every bite as you're taking a bite of it, being present to all of those little miraculous sensations and tastes and textures and moments in our life, that's pleasure. It doesn't have to be sexual. I'd certainly love to remove the taboo from sexual pleasure, though, you know, because I think it gets mixed messages in our culture, and it's an important and beautiful and sacred stream of pleasure that's okay. Nothing dirty, nothing wrong about it. But spiritual pleasure is kind of like a whole other realm of vibration. And I think the easiest way to describe that for me in a more concise way is through the chakra system. So many of you already know there's seven major chakras. They are kind of your generators that pull in different textures, different qualities of energy. So root chakra comes out of the tip of your spine. It's depicted as being red most often, and that has to do with kind of your physical, vital, grounded earth energy. It's your most kind of like animal-like chakra. It's your fight or flight. And then, you know, not to go through each chakra because that would take a while, but as you go up the chakras, they all deal with different things. So by the time you get up to the heart chakra, it's a finer vibration. It contains the energy of love. By the time you get up to your chakras that contain spiritual bliss, so sixth chakra and seventh chakra, it's an even finer vibration. So if you think of kind of the metaphor of musical instruments, your root chakra is a drum. It's kind of a slower, bigger wavelength. Your heart chakra might be more like a guitar. It's strumming guitar strings, so a little bit smaller wavelength, a little bit finer vibration. By the time you get up to your crown chakra, and your third eye, it's more like a wind instrument, like a piccolo or something like that. And it's got that really bright, fine vibration of energy. You know, so that's where spiritual pleasure is. It's just this kind of ecstatic, flimmering, bright, white light. And it's not based on anything that's directly sexual. It's just the ecstasy of being, the ecstasy of dipping into that deep well of spirit and being held from it from all directions. I don't know. And it's one of those things, it's, you know, kind of like trying to break down a poem, and by the time you overanalyze the poem too much, you've ruined the poem. Like, it's just something you have to experience. And, you know, that's where something like yoga comes in. We can talk about it all day long, but the experience of that bliss isn't an intellectual concept. It's a layer of being that you just have to experience, you know. So get on your yoga mat and look for it.
I agree, and you know, when you're talking about that is the truth. It really is about moving back into a presence of self, and I had to bring that up because I get this from a lot, and I do. Hey guys, I'm not picking on ya. I'm really, you know, mm-hmm. I live in the Midwest, so mm-hmm. there really are a lot of kind of judgment on, God forbid, I'm not gonna, you know, I don't want to connect with that because that's not a manly man thing to do. in every level of our being, you were talking about how you work with some players from the Cincinnati Bengals. It's something that really can help you with stamina, with concentration, with focus. It's a support system for yourself.
Absolutely. And if not for those reasons, go to see all the cute girls in tight yoga pants. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think girls even like going and seeing the girls. And I always say, man, you know, after 5 kids, can I really have that butt? And you bet your booty I can have that butt. And mm-hmm. it feels good. It feels really good. Even to go with my 20-year-old mm-hmm. when I go dancing or doing things, it's like you have that energy. That energy is there. And I really, really mm-hmm. believe, and that's why I say if you can really get in touch with yoga and really get in touch with yourself, why would you not do it? And when we come back, I want to talk more about the meaning of yoga and your intention and more about what you're going to be doing. We're going to take a break and we will be back with more of interviews.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me. And I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and I just want to just invite you over to my website, KimmyRose.com, to get more information on the show and also check out Telos TV, TelosTV.com, a great network and great shows. You know, when I say amazing, if you hear the word amazing, that means I truly honor and respect. I mean, amazing to me is on all levels of being the most beautiful place that we can ever be. So many people, we've got Jen Painter on with us, and we're talking about yoga, and we're talking about breath, and we're talking about connecting. A lot of people are in quite a space of negativity. And Jen, you were talking about, I just wanted just to ask you, first of all, the definition of the word, what yoga means, and talk about what you wanted to share about life and people and how they can shift things.
Okay. The definition of yoga is a Sanskrit word, and it means to yoke together. And so there's a lot of layers of that. You know, the basic one that we keep returning to is yoking together, joining together the mind, body, and spirit, and getting those three elements of your being to interact equally and evenly and let them all hold equal importance because they're all equally important. You know, so people say, oh, you know, spiritual has more value than the physical level. No way. You know, your physical body is part of the pleasure of being alive, is having all the sensation and awareness that's contained in being a physical being. You know, so that's very important. And yoking that together with a clear mind and yoking that together with kind of that transcendence into spirit. Very important. In yoga, you become like a bridge between heaven and earth. So you have literally your body is like a metaphor. Your physical legs and feet are grounding into your physical body experience here on the earth. It's bridged up through your intellect and up through your heart, and your higher chakras and the crown of your head are reaching up into the sky. So you're bridging heaven and earth. You're bridging the spiritual to the physical levels. With every yoga pose, you're stretching those two spaces together and unifying that trifecta of mind, body, and spirit. But then, you know, there's many other layers, and more, I think we're all realizing, you know, the need to yoke together as people, as communities. And that's a lot about Meredith and I, our theme for our yoga tribe. It's coming together. It's bringing people together. All different body types can do yoga. All different people can be a part of this community that's honoring living in that holistic way. You know, so yoga is yoking together. And as we've been talking, Kimmy, what just keeps coming back to me as we're just right here on the verge of this new year and all these new opportunities, stepping into a new moment, as you say, is we all have a tendency to get stuck in our stories. And I think one thing that attracted me to working with Meredith in the first place, you know, one reason why I really resonated with her off the bat is that she is someone who always writes the best story, you know? Like, we have choices moment to moment. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the high road? Are you going to choose your passion? Are you going to choose ascending? And it's always a choice, but because of our fears and our limitations and the story that our life has been up to this point, we don't really realize that it's a choice. So kind of a theme that has been really important for me is realizing that you aren't your story. You're not the person who always gets victimized, or you're not the person who always gets abandoned. That's who you are not. This is also a big piece of Barbara Brennan's teaching. Once you identify these unconscious patterns in your life, you apply energy to changing them. And a lot of visceral physical energy for change can come from your yoga practice, right? You know, so... And like an example would be, this is a concrete example of what I'm trying to say. I remember one day I was stranded at home without a car. My husband and all of our friends were out celebrating a work deal he'd just done, and I didn't have a car, so I couldn't go meet them. And I just called him, and I said, hey, can you pick me up? And he said, well, I don't really feel like leaving right now. I'm not going to come. And so I hung up the phone. So this is me and my old story. I hung up the phone, and what I would have done in my old story is sit there and pout and be really upset that I wasn't there, and I would feel abandoned and feel like I was the one being left out and tell myself all these mean stories about myself that aren't the truth, they're just a story. So that's where you have the choice. So I could have chosen to sit there complacently, taking the low road, taking the low vibration, accepting a truth that really doesn't serve me, really doesn't make me happy. Instead, I called him back up, and I just said, hey, Mitch, it is really important to me. I really want to be there and celebrate with you guys. Can you please come pick me up? And so it's a little bit scary to shift out of that box, out of that story of who you've been. And he said, sure, no problem. You know, so there's a part of you when you start to shift your stories, you're scared the world's going to crack open and life is, as you know it, is going to end. And that didn't happen. He came home, he picked me up, went out, celebrated with our friends. And when he picked me up, he said, you know, now that I came to get you, I'm really, really glad you're here. And so I was completely affirmed in that choice, went out, had a great time. And by just making the other choice, sometimes just doing the opposite of what you'd normally do, you rewrite your story. So I went out, and instead of sitting home, pouting, having a terrible time, I went out, had a great time with all my friends, felt loved, felt affirmed, and I was no longer the odd man out or the person who became abandoned. Well, guess whose responsibility that is? That's mine. The world's not going to change the way it reacts to you until you change the way you react to the world. You know, so it takes energy to shift your story, but it can always be shifted. And like I said, you know, like a lot of energy can come from that yoga mat.
Yes. And that's the thing that I want to share. And I know I can't believe we've got to wrap, but that the importance of getting in touch with this and what you have to teach is that right now, in this moment, it's up to you. It really is up to you. Jen, I absolutely love you in the lightbodystudio.com. That's your website. And I really look forward to having you to teach and share your truth with people. Beautiful person.
Absolutely love you.
I'll be thinking of you this week. God bless you. Namaste. And until next week, thank you everyone for joining us on interviews.
Namaste. Thank you so much for having me.
Peace to you.
Peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace. Namaste.
And peace to everyone. I just wanted to say peace to you, and we'll talk to you next week on interviews.